Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On this terrific Tuesday, however, our words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Matlock. His message for today is retitled, A Republican and a Democrat Walk into a Bar. Sounds like it's going to be more than interesting, but you won't get to hear it until after this song selection. So, yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today, immediately following our song selection. The next voice you will hear will be that of Brother Patrick Matlock.
Well, and if you miss me from singing, and you can't find me nowhere, come on up to glory, I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for being willing to share this platform with me and Brother Jones and Brother Griffin and the other gentleman that's also participating on Friday. I think his first name is Brian, and we're really appreciative of each and every one of you who've taken time out of your busy schedule to come and be a part of this particular devotional on Blog Talk Radio, where you've called in to listen to a word from the Lord, as well as those of you who I've taken the onus of simulcasting the same devotional on Facebook Live. So we thank you for joining, and we appreciate you spreading the word because we believe that the word of the Lord is still quick and powerful, and it has, in particular, the power to save. I think this morning's devotional is very, very important and very, very timely. And that's why I decided to go ahead and name it something that I thought might draw some people in by saying that the devotional title, somewhat strangely, is A Republican and a Democrat Walk into a Bar. If any of you have been exposed, you know that that is the first line or the lead line into a joke that at some point would have a punchline. You probably have heard this joke, jokes like that, led with lines like that, and in particular ones that involve Republicans, Democrats. They might on occasion throw a libertarian or independent in the mix to try to have a laugh or, in some cases, more seriously, make a point. Well, I tell you that I give you this line, but I'm telling you that it's not a joking matter. I give you this line because I say to you that it's very, very sad and not very, very funny that we, in the midst of this season of conventions, that we see such a tremendous divide that I felt that I needed to express in my devotional period this morning, a word from the Lord that frames that division and that divide in a spiritually appraised manner. And so I appreciate each and every one of you for joining, and I'm hoping that you can appreciate what I have to share this morning. I like the little commercials that I'm seeing on CNN, and I watched a lot of Fox News last night as the Republican National Convention got started, and I watched a good bit of the Democratic National Convention last week. And I'm reminded of the passage in Amos chapter 3, in verse number 3, where the prophet is inspired to use the truism, can two men walk together unless they have an appointment? And as I've been watching CNN, I have been seeing the little cute commercial with the donkey and the elephant who can't seem to get along. I think the latest one that I saw this morning, which I had not seen before, was referencing how or was depicting how that they're struggling to move in a little paddle boat where the elephant is trying to paddle one direction and the donkey is trying to paddle another. And then eventually they stop and they say to each other, look, this is really frustrating. We really need to start going in the right direction and get some progress. Both of them say okay, and then both of them decide to continue to row in the progress. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, that there is a word from the Lord that might help to frame what we're seeing and give us a handle or some more than that, some cues as to how we might be able to get out of it, which I won't be able to address in any full context in this devotional, but maybe it might be something that inspires me or someone else to address at a later date. How can two walk together except they have an appointment? It kind of says that you have to be comfortable with the schedule, where you're going, what you're going to do when you get there, and indeed what you're trying to accomplish once you arrive at where you're trying to go. It is pretty clear that in several aspects of our current life in 2020, we have individuals who are not walking together because they are not in agreement, they have not made an appointment, and they are a good distance away from being able to truly be able to walk together. Bible gives us some good handle on why this is the case. Look at Galatians chapter 5. And if you look at verse number 19, many of us who've been in the church for a while, we're very familiar with that passage where the Bible says, the deeds of the flesh are evident, the New American Standard says, which are these. And it starts naming off some 15 to 20 different sins or vices. In the middle of verse 20, you see where, after referencing idolatry and sorcery, we see several terms, six of them, that I think speak to why we have such a divide in so many areas politically concerning racial justice, that and in many other areas, that if we're not careful, some of us will lose our soul over politics. Some of us will lose our soul over fighting for racial injustice, because we have to make sure that what we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at what the Bible says when it says that first there are enmities. Some of the translations will say hatreds. Now, anybody who knows anything about being a Christian knows that it is extremely important that you have love. Love for God with all your heart, soul, and mind, as well as love for your fellow man. So, enmities, where it's not about love, but you have people that you've categorized that you kind of have hatred toward. And it may be that it hasn't been expressed yet, but it is there. And the Bible speaks that oftentimes that which defiles a man is not that which you put into the man, but that which comes out of the man, Matthew chapter 15. So please, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, know that a lot of what we're seeing is based on what the Bible defines as hatred. Then the idea of strife, where there is closed-minded debate, closed-minded quarreling, where it's not really about trying to come and let us reason together like we are encouraged by the book of Isaiah chapter 1. But there's just debate where I'm saying it because I'm right and you're wrong. And because of that, there isn't true dialogue. There is a point the scriptures would point out where that becomes sin. Then the idea of jealousy, and the word jealousy is there, but I want you to think less about jealousy and think more about the concept of punitive zeal. And it's not unlike what was depicted last night, where the couple that waved their guns out in St. Louis because they were fending off protesters that they felt had gotten too aggressive, and they felt they were fearful of their lives and of their livelihood, that to brandish guns. I would say on both sides you had jealousy, as the scripture talks about, or such punitive zeal for what you believed that it crosses the line and becomes sin. Outbursts of anger, which of course, if you're already riled up with punitive zeal, then it can result in you doing and saying things that would be depictive of outbursts of anger. And then the idea of disputes. I think that's when it becomes less of a one-time thing, but sometimes it can devolve into rivalries where it's I kind of got this going and you guys got that going, and it becomes a thing back and forth and forth and back and forth and forth and back. Then the idea of dissensions and factions. Dissensions is just basically talking about the idea of it becomes an idea where now it's not just that we got a rivalry going, but now I'm going to go out and I'm going to get other people on my side. So you need to be a part of my rivalrous division. And you may decide that you might recruit people to become part of your rivalrous division. And then when it comes to the idea of factions or heresies, which ends verse number 20, it basically becomes a matter where you're an actual formal party, like the Sadducees, like the Pharisees, like the Republicans, and like the Democrats on some level. As I close this, because my time is up, I go back to the verses that precede in Galatians chapter 5, where the Bible says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." A Republican and a Democrat walk into a bar. It'll never happen unless you have the appointment that says we're going to love one another enough to respect one another, to understand that people come from different worldviews. Because of that, take a spiritually appraised approach to resolving our differences and to making the progress that we need to make on so many areas in this country. Let us pray. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for this day and want to thank you for the many blessings that you continue to give us. As we continue to live and move and have our very being in you, as we continue to try to give you glory and honor each and every day, please allow us to continue to bask in the fact that you continue to say that you know what we need before we've been asked. So you know what everybody needs on these calls. You know what everybody needs on Facebook. You know what people need that aren't on this call, aren't on this broadcast, but indeed are in need of. Continue to bless us and keep us all. Bless the Republicans. Bless the Democrats. Bless our country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.